Seymour Hersh is famous as the man who broke the story of the My Lai massacre in the Vietnam War, but his latest scoop has come under widespread attack. Mr. Hersh wrote a story in the London Review of Books casting serious doubts on the White House account of the killing of Osama bin Laden. He claimed that Pakistan's military leaders secretly agreed to an elaborate but staged attack, that bin Laden was executed while unarmed, and his body parts were thrown from a helicopter rather than being buried at sea. But Seymour Hersh has been the subject of withering review and criticism. Peter Lloyd asked him first about his claim that CIA agents got Osama's location from a Pakistani official who betrayed his country for the bounty.
He was somebody who, as I understand it, and of course, I not only do I not know that much about him, I don't want to know that much about him, because this is obviously something that's very sensitive.
You argue that Pakistan agreed that Osama should be killed after the Americans discovered that they had him. Why would they agree to a plan that so humiliated their leadership by exposing them to at least the rank and file's fury?
At some point we realized we're not going to get anywhere unless we went to the Pakistanis. So we went to the two leading generals. General Kiani, who runs the army, and General Pasha, they're both retired now, who runs the Pakistani intelligence service, a counterpart to our CIA. And we have a lot of leverage on him, basically, financially, because we pay an awful lot of money and aid to the Pakistan above board.
Did it trouble you when you first heard the story that the leadership of Pakistan was essentially agreeing to a massive national humiliation in return for what they could have done, which is simply take him out and shoot him?
There's no way anybody was going to take out bin Laden and shoot him, given the popularity of bin Laden in the country. You know, it's very high among certain groups of society. It was very, very popular.
Sure.
But the critical issue, let me just say this, the critical issue, so you can get a sense of this, the critical issue was that it was never to be made public. Once he was killed and the body was delivered back to Afghanistan, that was the plan, it was not supposed to be announced. It was supposed to be announced a week later. That way everybody's protected. Everybody in Pakistan.
So you're saying that the Obama administration double-crossed the Pakistanis?
Well, you know, that's a great word. The many people in Pakistan use that word because it implies misery. It implies they always intended to. And there are some people in America who said there's no way anybody could think that the president was going to keep a deal like that. Once they got bin Laden, he was not going to wait a week.
You say in your account that Osama was torn apart by rifle fire and body parts thrown from the helicopter on the way back. It sounds extraordinary from one point of view that he wouldn't have been blown apart, and two, that the unprofessional behavior of the SEALs surely doesn't hold true.
Well, let me just tell you, I wasn't there. All I can tell you is in the initial report, when they came back, you know, the SEALs use a very heavy, they use tumbler slugs. It doesn't take a few slugs to do a lot of damage. You know, the SEALs are tough guys.
The story you write supported by two sources. One's anonymous and the second had no direct knowledge of what happened. That's been causing you a lot of problems since publication, hasn't it?
Actually, let me just say that there were actually three people who, what happens is, in a story like this, and it's always been the truth, and I don't know what people think happens in journalism, but some of the major stories I did, I worked at the New York Times for many years as an investigative reporter, and many of them were, a lot of the stories I wrote were essentially triggered by one major source. Somebody would tell you something totally amazing. And I will tell you, if this story gets any real legs, it'll probably come from Pakistan.
Sure, you say you think that this might come out of Pakistan, the confirmation, but one of the people in the article, Asad Durrani, who was with the ISI many years ago, he's acknowledged in the story as a source, but only knowledgeable about the initial intelligence. Since then, he has not come out and said glowing things to agree with your story.
Well, I don't want to say. All I can tell you is that he was, and I've known him. I've talked to him many times. There was nothing I said, that no quote from him in that story that he didn't look at very carefully. We discussed things. He certainly had specific knowledge about some things that were not public, and he learned that after the raid. He learned there was a walk-in. He learned there was, in a sense, a double cross. He certainly had information about that, and he certainly conveyed that to me. What he doesn't have, and people have asked him this question, he's been asked, do you have evidence? And if you'd ask me the same question, evidence in the sense, does one have a video or a document? He doesn't have evidence, just as I don't have evidence. Just as for many of the stories I have, I don't have a piece of paper outlining exactly what happens. That's the way journalism works.
Why publish in the London Review of Books? Is there a different fact-checking standard? And there is at least one report, The New Yorker turned down the story.
I think talking about where I publish is so silly.
Well, I'm wondering why the New Yorker wouldn't publish it.
Well, because they didn't give it to them. That's why.
American investigative journalist Seymour Hersh speaking to Peter Lloyd.